What about the issue of delayed fulvestrant a la MA-17 and what was done with an aromatase inhibitor? Is that going to move forward?
I know there's been discussion about that. Exactly as you say, the question would be for women who are finishing 5 years or so of an AI, should they then switch to fulvestrant? Should they switch to tamoxifen? Those would be things that are studyable. And I know there has been dialogue along those lines. I do not know the current status of those trials.
You've participated in our Meet the Professors programs where we have docs in practice presenting cases, and somebody always presents a patient who, you know, ER positive tumor, who relapses, you know, 5, 10, even, you know, 15 years later. Every time I see those cases, I think about what the doc thinks, thinking back a year before, 2 years before, when they saw the patient and follow up, whether or not maybe they second guessed themselves, should I have started an AI patient who got tamoxifen 10 years ago, et cetera. How do you approach those patients in your practice right now?
Well, for patients who finished 5 years of tamoxifen and who are now many years out from their treatment, there really are no data that reinitiation of anti-estrogen therapy would be valuable. If you look at the MA-17 data, it seems that in the women who got placebo for a couple years and then went on to an AI, you can still sort of lower the risk of recurrence moving forward by reintroducing an AI. That would be in approximately year 7 or 8 of their lifespan of breast cancer. But the benefits in absolute terms are pretty small because the event rate is still pretty small in these women. So I think it's something to discuss for women who finish tamoxifen therapy and are now in the, you know, couple of years after their treatment. But I find a couple of things are worth remembering. The first is that, again, in absolute terms, the benefits of reinitiation of anti-estrogen therapy would be pretty low, especially for patients who had lower risk breast cancers. The second is that, you know, clinicians know their patients, and there are several different kinds of women who are on adjuvant endocrine therapy. There are women who have no side effects whatsoever and are happy to take anti-estrogen therapy for as long as they possibly can, and it doesn't bother them. And then there are women who have a calendar and are counting down the days till they are done with taking their prescriptions because they hate the side effects of estrogen deprivation, or they don't like the idea of taking pills, or they're worried about the side effects that they might develop over time. And so, you know, by knowing the patient, one can help them. The other point is that, you know, none of these trials have follow-up beyond years 8, 9, 10. So, you know, we like to think and we expect that, you know, we will have some impact on risk of recurrence in years 11, 12, 13, and 14. But to date, there are no data besides for use of tamoxifen that that's actually true. And so I don't think either doctors or patients should be beating themselves up too much over those possibilities.